This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, October 21st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Today is your last day to save $10 on Skywatch TV's upcoming Defender Virtual Conference. Details on that coming up after the break. It's our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week. And topic number 5 this week, of course, is Russia and Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin announcing this week that Russia would impose martial law on the newly annexed sections of eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reported this week that President Joe Biden is scrambling to hold together the pro-Ukraine coalition. That's basically NATO. He's also reportedly been holding hours of conversations with other world leaders, specifically India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi and South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and other foreign leaders who have not been totally supportive of the coalition. But this is not likely to pay any dividends. Remember that India and South Africa make up the I and the S in BRICS. That's the economic group or bloc that was formed back in 2009. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and soon possibly to include Saudi Arabia, Iran, Egypt, and Argentina. Russia, with its vast resources in terms of natural energy, something that's very attractive to India, probably to count for more than whatever the United States can offer India right now. Anyway, buried in the Washington Post's report, about three quarters of the way down the article, is this paragraph that I will quote. Privately, U.S. officials say neither Russia nor Ukraine is capable of winning the war outright, but they have ruled out the idea of pushing or even nudging Ukraine to the negotiating table, end quote. Understand what that means. The United States, the Biden administration, acknowledges that Ukraine cannot win the war, but will not push Ukraine and Russia together to negotiate a peaceful settlement. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is sending tens of billions of dollars in military hardware to Ukraine to drag out the conflict as long as possible. Why would they do this? Because, as administration officials admitted and reported by the New York Times, in April, less than 2 months after this war broke out, the goal in Ukraine is not to win, it is to weaken Russia by dragging out this conflict as long as possible. Or to put it in another way, the Biden administration, or rather the neocons calling the shots in Ukraine, are willing to fight to your last dollar and to the last Ukrainian standing. Reprehensible. Meanwhile, one other bit of news. Russia has drawn down its forces inside Syria, including removing its sophisticated S-300 anti-aircraft missile system from Syria. This has been a threat to Israeli air operations over Syria. The New York Times said this development could open the door for Israel to send weaponry to Kyiv. I think it's more likely that there's a quid pro quo that's been negotiated behind the scenes, that Russia, which has been turning a blind eye to Israeli air operations over Syria, has been assured that Israel will not send weapons to Ukraine, in exchange Russia removing its S-300 anti-aircraft missiles. Moving on, topic number 4, Truss is out. Yesterday's report was obsolete even before it was released because Liz Truss resigned as Prime Minister in the United Kingdom on Thursday morning. This is opening another round of campaigning for the top job in the Conservative Party, which, since it's in the majority in the UK, means whoever comes out on top as leader of the Conservative Party is the new prime minister. This will be the fifth Conservative prime minister in just over 6 years, the third in this parliamentary term, and guess what? Polls indicate that Tories are actually wanting to bring back Boris Johnson. Now, whether this happens or not remains to be seen. There are those saying, hey, wait a minute, that would just be humiliating. Remember, we forced him out because of various scandals. Well, besides Johnson, who has announced he will stand for leadership, other candidates include former Chancellor of the Exchequer Rishi Sunak, leader of the House of Commons Penny Mordaunt, new Home Secretary Grant Shapps, who was just appointed to the job on Tuesday after Suella Braverman was forced out or resigned, depending on who you listen to. Reportedly after a 90-minute shouting match with Liz Truss over immigration policy, and Kemi Badenoch, who stood for leadership in the last go-round. just get your popcorn and watch. It's bound to be interesting. They plan to have a new prime minister by next week, Friday. Topic number three, child vaccines. All 15 members of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, voted to add the COVID-19 vaccine to the list of vaccines for children 6 months and older. Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are still under emergency use authorization, mind you, which makes this recommendation by the ACIP unprecedented. Now, the committee emphasized that adding the COVID vaccines to the Vaccines for Children, or VFC, list ensured access to families who can't afford vaccines, and they reiterated that the CDC does not mandate vaccines for school attendance. This is just a bit disingenuous, because school boards and states across the country use the CDC's VFC list to create their mandates. You must have all the vaccines on the VFC list if you're going to attend schools in our state or our district. Now, presenters at the hearing on Wednesday spun the data to make it appear as though the Omicron variant has been significantly more deadly for children than previous variants. Frankly, this is untrue. If this were true, parents would notice and they would be lined up to get their children vaccinated. And that has not happened. As we told you earlier in the week, parents of young children have mainly rejected the mRNA jabs. Less than a third children ages 5 to 11 are fully vaccinated. Fewer than 2% of, or barely 2% of children under the age of 5 are vaccinated. Why? Because parents can read the data and understand SARS-2, COVID, is not a threat to children. Now, why are they doing this again? CDC looked at the information, the data, and showing that it is becoming less deadly as it gets more transmissible. So extending the emergency declaration past the upcoming expiration date in the spring of next year would be politically untenable, just frankly absurd. But adding the mRNA jabs to the list, the childhood schedule, protects the manufacturers from liability due to adverse effects. Florida has already announced it's not going to go along with this vaccine. They're already recommending that men under the age of 40 not be vaccinated with the mRNA jabs because of the risk of heart complications. By the way, a new report from the CDC issued Tuesday this week showed that almost 60% of Americans already have antibodies due to previous COVID-19 infection, and about 3 out of every 4 children already have antibodies against COVID. Again, this is unnecessary, except from the viewpoint of the manufacturers who want protection. Topic number two, harvesting humans. Rather disturbing story this week. I mean, it was horrific enough when Georgia Democratic candidate for Governor Stacey Abrams suggested that abortion was a solution to the problem of inflation because, you know, kids make your life more expensive. We learned this week that a stem cell expert wants to literally grow synthetic embryos for the purpose of harvesting their organs. Understand what he's saying here. This startup company, Renewal Bio, wants to create miniature human clones, wants to create humans in the lab to harvest their organs, farming humans as though we're nothing more than a crop. This is a firm co-founded by controversial biologist Professor Jacob Hanna. The company claims it wants to make humanity younger and healthier. Sure, by consuming our young. This is reprehensible. Again, it's a view of humanity that views the value of human life not as sacred, but only insofar as it's useful to the rest of us who are already alive. Coming up, the rabbis and the Messiah, and details on how you can save $10 on SkyWatch TV's upcoming virtual conference. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
So the warfare is expanding, folks, in our midst. We can talk about all kinds of things these days. Nephilim and aliens and all of these things. And I go, okay, but there's something right in front of us, pressing right now, impacting our children, our youth, impacting the adults in the church, and it's turning people into zombies, and we need to wake up. We need to walk in ultimate reality. Ultimately, it boils down to this. It's the same thing going back to what happened to me when I got saved. Why did I leave those things behind? Because suddenly I opened my eyes and I saw reality. And one of the biggies was I recognize that there is a day of judgment. There is a hell. There is eternal consequences. And so as the church reclaims the fear of the Lord, and we can't pass on the fear of the Lord to others unless we're walking in it ourselves. Satan is stepping in. He's using technology. He's using media. He's using chemicals and drugs. He's using false spirituality. He's using everything he can, again, to cause society to be that society that's just walking off a cliff. I think this is actually an issue that is emerging as one of the premier issues at the forefront of pastoral ministry in the days that we're living in.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for Skywatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. And the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup's takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Number one on the Friday Five this week, a report about rabbis in Israel and the Messiah. A recent interview on Israeli radio featured prominent rabbis explaining that the Messiah is here and just about to reveal himself. Stories like this have been coming out of Israel for the last 5 or 6 years now. Rabbi Yaakov Zischoltz told religious broadcaster Radio 2000 that Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, who passed away earlier this year, had told him that Kanievsky was already in contact with the Messiah. Now, to understand why religious Jews take this seriously, you need to understand that Rabbi Kanievsky was one of the 2 or 3 most respected, if not revered, rabbis among the ultra-Orthodox community in Israel. And Rabbi Zischoltz said that Kanievsky and others of the mystical concealed rabbis had tasked Rabbi Zischoltz with informing the public of the Messiah's imminent arrival. Rabbis in Israel, ultra-Orthodox rabbis, believe that the ongoing conflict in Syria was the Gog-Magog conflict. I disagree. Sharon and I have written about this in several books. The War of Gog and Magog, the Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophecy, ends with Armageddon. And so we've got a lot of stuff to go through eschatologically or prophetically before we get to that point. But they are looking for a human savior. Quoting Rabbi Zischultz, there is a potential Messiah in every generation, and there are righteous men who know precisely who it is. This is, of course, true in this generation, end quote. Sadly, it is this religious view, this worldview, that caused the rabbis in Jesus' day to miss his first coming, and it is why they will miss the Messiah the second time around. Although he'll be hard to miss, they will welcome the wrong man as their Messiah. When Jesus does return, it will be in the clouds with great glory, he told us, and that will be hard to overlook. Skywatch TV's new virtual conference launches November 4th. That is the date that all of the videos will be made available on the web for 90 days access, 3 months access to watch in any order you choose. You set the conference schedule for what's convenient for you. 24 presentations plus 6 feature-length documentary films, including Josh Peck's most recent Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. Speakers for the conference include Tom Horn, Carl Gallups, Joel Richardson, Dr. Ken Johnson, Gary Stearman, Mondo Gonzalez, and many others. You've got a complete list of the speakers at DefenderConference.com. DefenderConference.com is where you want to go. And if you take advantage of this opportunity by registering today, you will save $10 off the regular registration price. Tomorrow, Saturday, it goes up to $95. Register today for $85. Again, 3 months, unlimited access during that 90-day period, beginning November 4th, for 24 cutting-edge presentations and 6 feature-length documentary films. This is important information. The prophet Hosea, 2,500 years ago, more than 2,500 years ago, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." That was a word from the Lord. Let us not be among those. DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, as long as we're talking about end times prophecy, we begin a 4-week series of programs featuring several students, scholars of end times prophecy. Terry James, founder of RaptureReady.com, Pastor Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. All three have new books out from Defender Publishing. Tom Horn joins them on the panel. This is a wonderful series of programs. Don't miss it. You'll find the broadcast schedule for Skywatch TV at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, you can watch the program right now. Just add the Skywatch TV app or channel to Roku or Apple TV, or download it to your your mobile device. Our free mobile app is available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to their app stores to make things easy for you at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.